T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, welcome. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. And sorry, guys, there is no 5 o'clock cash code word, nor is there a 6 o'clock cash code word. Just to let you know, we have 2 of them every day, one of them announced at 3 o'clock. And the other in our 4 o'clock hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So Joe Beamer this morning sitting in for Sandy Beach another show on vaping. And David, we were listening to the show, and I started thinking about making a list of all of the potential public health crises that the government could go after and effectively ban. I mean, I don't have a real good feeling about the future of vaping in New York State. I don't have a real good feeling about the future of vaping in the United States. And, you know, it's mind-boggling, David. You know, there was some politician who came out and said, I demand that the ingredients on vape liquids be put on the packaging of the liquids. Nobody knows what's in these liquids. Apparently, she didn't listen to the show we did the other day. They do have to report their ingredients to the FDA. So doing it as a state law would be an unnecessary redundancy.
Look, the same thing happened with tattoo parlors. Everyone was doing tattoos, right? There was no regulation. And then all of a sudden they made it a professional, a profession. And you had to get certified, and you had to make sure that you autoclaved and sterilized. And now these guys that work at tattoo parlors, you know, this is a good job. I mean, if you're good in that field, you can make a ton of money, and you're an artist. It's an incredible display of artistic talent. You would agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, but there were people that get really bad tattoos, and they weren't autoclaving, and they were doing it in the back of a van. And they'd pull up at a Bison's game and you'd get a tattoo on your face, right? Not a good idea. But the consumer has to be aware of what reputable looks like. And if you buy a product that isn't reputable, you don't frequent that place. That's how every industry works. There are vape shops in Western New York that are clean and are professional, and you get labels and you know what you're buying, and they check your ID and they run your credit card, and they have a business by treating customers with respect and upholding the law. I mean, why is it that all of a sudden you've got people that are dying from one specific type of cartridge that they're putting in their inhaler or their vaporizer, and now we're casting aspersions on an entire industry and how they run their business?
It's hysteria.
But it's just ridiculous. We're assuming every vape shop is giving vape to children. We're assuming that they designed their vape juice specifically for schoolyards. That, you know, they're sponsoring ASO soccer games, and the vape shops are coming in there during Little League with a crop duster of cotton candy nicotine 8%. I mean, what are you doing? None of this is happening.
Well, and what I'm hearing as well is the state inspectors have apparently stepped up their checking up on the vape shops to make sure that they are, in fact, properly making note of the customers.
I hate talking about vaping, too. It bothers me because it's just so obnoxious. But when you go to your topic, which originally was, you know, what else are they going to take away? It has got to be fat food next. I mean, the gun agenda is clear what they want to do there.
Well, yep.
I mean, I got a dissertation by someone about hunting that just blew my mind. I mean, it was like no concept of what the hunter is, how important that is to the food chain. No concept of how you've got to cull every single herd or you're going to lose control of it. You know, and not to mention the professionalism that's out there hunting. There's always an idiot. There's always someone that's going to, you know, but the 99% of hunters out there are not only conservationists, they're environmentalists, they're stewards of the land, and they're very good at what they do.
And they're feeding their families.
I mean, there's a, but again, they've come after all these different industries, or all these, I should say, all these different things that Americans do for quality time when we finally get it, when we're not, you know, doing what we have to do in our day to day. It's got to be food. Food is what's killing us. And eventually, whoever is lobbying for the restaurant industry, sugary sodas, we've seen that happen. You know, candy shops, ice cream parlors. Who are you targeting towards?
Well, I mean, basically...
Children, maybe?
Well, we...
Toys R Us?
I remember Toys R Us.
Well, it's coming back.
We want to put together a list here of businesses using the vaping example. What other businesses could you make a legitimate argument ought to be basically banned in New York State? And part of this is tongue-in-cheek, okay? And please don't accuse us of giving the politicians any ideas, because I can guarantee you that no matter how bizarre, crazy, or idiotic anything you would bring up would be, or anything we might bring up would be, somewhere in Albany, some downstate legislator has already thought of it. I mean, this is how they spend their time. I mean, this whole vaping hysteria thing is it's out of control. It is, I mean, I don't know how many times this needs to be said. And I see all of these people in the vaping industry who have these great businesses, who've put their hearts and their souls and their time into building up their businesses, and they're going to be lost in New York State for no good reason.
But it's so obnoxious, and it's so tired, this cancel culture, this idea that if I don't like something, I want it gone. And not gone over time or gone in a referendum, gone now. I don't like it. I want it off the air. It's got to go. Atlanta Braves, Phil Kennedy. What do the Atlanta Braves do every playoff game in Atlanta?
Tomahawk chop.
And what are they not doing tonight in Atlanta?
Tomahawk chop.
Why is that?
A player for the Cardinals got offended.
Cancel culture.
It's the cancel culture. Some person steps up and says, hey, you know, I'm waiting for it to be like, you know, the exaggerated part of this is when we get to cancel things in real life, when the media is not doing the work for us. And now that social media blows up and you yourself are your own reality show, you know, you've got people in Buffalo with like 10,000 followers. They're not famous for anything, but they take photos that are really cool and people follow them. And now they have a voice. They have 10,000 Instagram followers. They have a voice and they say, don't go to this restaurant because of X, Y, and Z. And people don't go to that restaurant. That power. You know, cancel their sponsors, take their money away from them. I don't like what was said. You know, we didn't. I mean, the people that were upset about Colin Kaepernick, they didn't say stop playing NFL football.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cancel the league because you're kneeling for my anthem. It's a culture on the left that just basically says, hey, don't, if you're not going to play by my rules, I'm going to blow up the entire enterprise.
Well, yeah, and the vaping industry and its 4,000 employees in New York State, I suspect, will be shut down, out of business, and out of work probably within the next few months.
They don't care.
No.
They don't care. They're doing it to farmers. I mean, who in their right mind would go into agriculture in 2019? The way that farmers are treated and the idea that, you know, somehow you're not educated if you're a farmer. That Cornell does not exist. We don't have any higher learning. These guys just go out there, know nothing about the land, just tool around in a tractor and milk some cows, you know, and magically you get butter. You know
right.
What I mean? That's how it works.
One of the hardest jobs in the world.
But it's ridiculous. And it's a high casualty rate. People are getting killed out there. These are threshers and very dangerous work. But yet every single person, just every policy, environmental, whatever it is, it just go to war on coal. They go to at war against industries and say, we want to kill the industry. But there are a ton of industries out there that are actively corrupting our young people, and we ignore them. No one wants to regulate Facebook. No one wants to regulate Google. No one wants to go after any of the cash cows, Tom, because they're delivering the money. It's the way it is.
Well, the a couple of examples here. I mean, based on the vaping model that some younger people have died because they were using product that wasn't even available at a vape shop, I think, David, an argument could be made that Tylenol and Advil should be banned. You know why? Because tens of thousands of young Americans, primarily young ladies, tried to poison themselves to death using those over-the-counter pain relievers.
Advil and Tylenol. I have not seen anything like this since a little boy died in the Skajakwita.
And that wasn't all that long ago.
And they said it was because the Skajakwita was too fast. It didn't matter that the accident was caused by a narcoleptic, allegedly.
Right.
It didn't matter if that accident would have occurred at 30 miles an hour, 45. Maybe he had the modern car that was driving for him, and the cruise control was set at 55, and that's what caused the accident. Or could it be that he was asleep at the wheel, and a little boy lost his life? But that's not the way they do things. They've got to use those tragedies, those craziness, and they have to push it towards agendas and policy. So look, if you're going to go after the vaping industry because of a few deaths, if you buy a Harley Davidson and you put on an aftermarket engine, and that engine blows up, do we go after Harley Davidson and say, what have you done?
No.
People are adding things to things that weren't meant to be, and they're overdosing on that. And we've heard, people explain what the deal is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The facts don't matter.
No.
The emotion is what carries the day, and it's irrational.
They would ban parachuting. Hot air. You know what? If five hot air balloons, God forbid, exploded in Livingston County, New York State the following day would ban hot air balloons. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter that a person sabotaged the hot air balloons. New York State with five hot air balloons, that's five too many, Tom. Do you want six to happen? We must ban this atrocity.
It's Trump's fault for not going after the hot air balloons.
Well, there's regulation there too. No, you go after the entire industry. It's canceled culture. One thing happened. I can't do anything about it. I can't explain it. Get rid of it. A guy's parachute doesn't open. Five guys and they have an accident. Two planes collide. We have to legislate because we can't deal with any. We're so emotional that we have to pass a law because we can't explain why these things have happened. It makes no sense.
So based on Governor Cuomo's reaction to the 198, the Skajakwita accident, and the vaping situation, you could legitimately make an argument to ban what? And for what reason? 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. So let's talk to some folks out there using how the state does things, the knee-jerk reactions, and the pleasure police. They are out in full force in New York State. Conceivably, you could make an argument that what ought to be banned.
I'm going to go right now and say that if we had someone die on a hoverboard 5 years ago, remember when the hoverboards were like setting fires and it was the worst thing in the world, right? If a hoverboard resulted in a fatality, they would have banned hoverboards. And the crazy thing is, we have people dying on those e-scooters all over the cities in America right now. These are scooters you don't need any training on. It's got a battery-powered motor, and you're actually going quite fast. And people are losing their lives because they're idiots, and they're getting run over and killing people with these scooters. When will someone step up and say, bicyclists are a danger on the road, and they should be banned? In New York State, the formula is you need a tragedy.
Right.
You need an explanation why the tragedy happened. And then you play on the emotions until you get whatever canceled. And in this case, besides our Constitution, we're canceling an entire industry because of vaping deaths occurring without any facts directed towards where it is. It's the Skajakwita.
All over again. Here is Mike in Buffalo. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say you're right and you're wrong. It has nothing to do with emotion. It has everything to do with money. Money, money, money. New York State is, and this federal is not taxing these vaping products yet. So it has to do with, let's ban the vaping liquids, but let's keep the flavored cigars. You go to any store, there's grape flavored cigars, there's orange flavored cigars, there's cherry flavored cigars.
Right, but in the short term, what they've done is they've used emotion to gin up public support against vaping without any rational basis whatsoever.
Absolutely right. And regarding David's comparison of the Skajakwita, I mean, everyone knew there was no guardrail along that stretch forever. It's just nothing bad ever happened. Instead of saying, hey, we should have had a guardrail there 20 years ago, let's drop the speed limit 20 miles an hour. And now there's already talk about, hey, let's bump it back up where it should be, which is, I agree. As
yeah.
far as the vaping, I don't smoke. I don't vape myself. My wife does. My son vapes, my stepson vapes as well. And while I don't like it, I'd rather them vape than smoke. I mean, my wife has always been a menthol flavor. Why is there menthol flavored tobacco? Why is that still around? But yet we're banning menthol flavored vapes, and that is the case.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. But the topic is really, you know, using the rationale they're using to basically.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We abolish the vaping industry in New York State. You could make an argument that what else should be banned? And I can make an argument that Advil and Tylenol should be pulled from the shelves of every grocery store, every drugstore, every place that sells them throughout New York State, because tens of thousands of young people, primarily girls, are poisoning themselves, some fatally, every year with these over-the-counter remedies. Now, it's a legitimate product, but people are using that product the wrong way. Therefore, we must take it out of the marketplace so nobody has a chance to put their hands on Tylenol or Advil. I mean, that's where we are. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So using New York State's logic that when millions of people do something, eat something, consume something, and a few of them die, and we will put an end to the tragedy by abolishing businesses. What other businesses, in addition to vaping, could New York State, or the feds for that matter, put out of business? We talked earlier about the Advil people and the Tylenol people. And David, we need to spend a minute or so talking about food. I mean, we all know that we are what we eat. We all know that high sodium, high fat diets drastically increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and heart attacks and everything like that. And Paula's Donuts, sure. I mean, and of course, I know Paula. But, I mean, when you're talking, and they're delicious donuts, but don't tell New York State, because they could make an argument, David, that all of the fast food places, all of the donut shops.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings should not be served. Chicken wings should be banned.
Well, I mean, they could be really hot and could hurt you. I don't know. When you think about this, though, it's the mindset of the cancel culture, which is, if I don't like something, it's got to go. If you're not treating my son the same way you're treating other kids, this football team, this soccer team has to shut down. You won't play another game because of the way you treated my boy, my girl, whatever it is. It's entitled, and it's really destroying. I think it's destroying the culture.
I mean, I can see in this Orwellian future we seem to be heading into, the state coming through every single restaurant and analyzing every single item on the menu to make sure it fits within healthy eating parameters, David. I can actually see that happening.
It makes sense.
Let's go to Jane in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Jane, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think that you can solve the whole problem by eliminating, banning one item, and that one item is Andrew Cuomo.
Well, unfortunately, he will probably win re-election as many times as he wants to, because this is a very blue state, and New York City controls everything in this state, so you will have basically the governor operating for New York City.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, it is. I mean, voters have had how many chances to either not elect him or turn him out of office, and he's been elected and re-elected and, you know, by pretty staggering numbers.
Yes, unfortunately, you're right.
All right, Jane, thank you very much for the call. We are at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You could make an argument for banning what and putting what business out of business like they're trying to do with the vaping industry, and unfortunately, I suspect they're probably going to succeed. Here is Bill, and I don't vape. I'm not a vapor. It's the principle of the thing. Here's Bill in Kenmore on WBEN. Bill.
How you doing?
Sir.
I think knives should be banned.
Oh, well, how many people are stabbed to death every year? How many children are lost to knives? Now, we're not talking about abortion here, but how many children are lost to knives?
I mean, two today in Buffalo.
Exactly. We had a stabbing downtown, and we had a stabbing on Purdy Street.
Got to get rid of them. Can't have butter knives anymore.
Well, would you make an exception for the butter knife?
Absolutely not. Still a knife.
And it could be easily reconfigured by somebody into something even sharper and more lethal.
Correct.
So the answer is to ban knives.
All knives.
All knives. All right. Heard you loud and clear. Thanks very much. The cutlery industry ought to beware. I really think the food industry needs to beware, because this state is out of its mind.
It's pretty frightening. It really is.
James in Alden on WBEN. James, you have something dangerous that needs to be done away with.
Yeah, I think we need to ban lawnmowers. I just looked up a stat just so I could join in on this conversation. According to the U.S. government, about 800 children are run over by riding lawnmowers every year, resulting in about 70 deaths. So I think Andrew Cuomo needs to get a hold of this and ban all private lawn mowing. Everybody's going to have to go out and get cut. Commercial lawn mowing companies come in and cut their grass, because we can't be trusted.
Of course, that's not going to stop the problem of children being run over by riding lawnmowers.
Well, no, but now Governor Cuomo can tax it and take control over it. Everybody has to have a special lawn mowing company come do it.
Do you have any idea, did they break it down state by state, how many of those lawn mowing deaths took place in our state?
You know what? I did not look into it that far, but I'm sure it could probably, you know, be broken down into that.
And how about the chicken wing, James? Is there any doubt that Buffalo needs to ban the chicken wing because it is obviously not good? High sodium, high fat, you know, high everything that's bad for us, especially with blue cheese.
I think the only chicken wings that need to be banned are ones that are not cooked extra crispy.
Well, Governor Cuomo might not see it that way.
Yeah, well, Governor, we're not going to get into that.
All right.
Yeah, guys, that's all I got.
Thank you. All right, and of course, David, if we're going to ban the chicken wing, we have to ban its cardiac partner in crime, blue cheese.
That's right. Go after blue cheese. Watch what happens.
And, you know, I
think
about
the final straw, the final pasta straw. Did you see that? No more paper straws. They want pasta straws.
Pastas? Not even paper straws anymore?
No, the paper straws don't hold up. They say that pasta is actually the best thing, because by the time that pasta goes, you know, turns into a pasta noodle, it is, you know, the drink is long gone.
What if somebody has celiac disease and they can't really put wheat to their mouth?
Then you're done.
You're going to be strawless.
You're going to be strawless.
Good grief. What else needs to be banned? Following Governor Cuomo's logic with vaping, what else needs to be? Nobody has even brought up cigarettes. I think the first guy mentioned cigars when he called in, but why not just go all out and ban cigarettes? And we know the answer. It's what one of the callers said. It's about the Benjamins.
I think that the state of New York, if there was a major accident, would ban motorcycles if they could. And I think they would ban fast cars, like super sports cars, because they're, you know, some five Corvettes drive into a tree. That's what they would do.
Right. Nobody needs a car that can do more than 65 miles an hour. Exactly. I mean, why not ban all cars that do over 65 miles an hour? The speed limit's 65, and, you know, we don't need the 120.
You know when that limo accident happened a year ago, that there was someone in Albany saying maybe normal people shouldn't have limos.
Oh, yeah.
Only the elite should have limos.
Of course.
This is what happens when the unwashed class gets in a limo.
Our phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Using Governor Cuomo's logic on vaping, and for that matter, the Skajakwita, what else needs to be banned? What argument could you make for which product? And we, as far as alcohol is concerned, you know, alcoholism and alcohol-related deaths, tens of thousands every year in the country. And in New York State, I don't know how many thousands of people die. There's no talk about prohibiting alcohol, even though some children get a hold of alcohol. And every year, somewhere in New York State, some 18-year-old at a college drinks himself to death. Let's go to Jennifer in Tonawanda. Jennifer.
Okay, how about bumper stickers? They're offensive. They're distracting. Something they could do?
Bumper stickers, offensive and distracting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did it with tinted windows. That didn't really put up much of a fight. No one seemed to care about that.
It's something else that people want to express themselves and say, no, you cannot express yourself.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, the way the world works is if you express certain political opinions, the government doesn't have to ban the bumper sticker because you'll find your car ends up keyed and your tires flattened.
Exactly.
All right, thank by the people who claim to be all kinds of tolerant.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much. You know, David, this has come up before in some of our discussions about vaping, but this whole idea going after vaping because children shouldn't have the product. I mean, I think about how many underage deaths we have because of alcohol, and yet I didn't hear the governor say, we need to go after alcohol. We need to stop the alcohol people from selling vodkas that taste like grape or lemon or all the other flavors that are coming out with vodkas. Let's do away with Bailey's Irish Cream because it tastes an awful lot like a chocolate milkshake.
You know, isn't that something, though, that it comes down to all of the, I mean, flavored coffee. What if caffeine, a study was done and caffeine contributes to vascular, you know, some horrible heart disease or cancer, whatever it is. Do they automatically go after that? I mean, we know what cigarettes can do. We know, quite frankly, what alcohol does. Don't seem to have an issue with alcohol store. Gambling. We love gambling. We're literally selling an addiction. People are gambling has destroyed more people's lives in this listening audience than any of the other things I've mentioned. And every 5 minutes, New York State is like, hey, come on, check out this ticket. Your chance to win.
Oh, absolutely.
Come on, do it. It's a what daily, you never know.
A dollar and a dream.
You never, ever know.
And, of course, video crack, otherwise known as quick draw.
That Keno game, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Quick draw, absolutely, yeah. It's disgusting.
Let's go to, I don't know what's going on with these phones here, but I want to go to David in Cheektowaga on WBEN. David, you hello.
Well, that was very quick. I think nothing should be banned. You know, if we're going to make a conscious decision and we're going to have common sense and we know what this stuff is going to do to us, I mean, cigarettes, number one, you know, that's the number one issue. Then why ban anything? you know.
This is kind of a parody show being done to make a point. You do understand that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not seriously advocating going back to prohibition, but what we are saying is, using New York State's logic on vaping, what other businesses could be put out of business based on the way they're governing this whole vaping thing?
It's a pretty nuanced bit.
Well, the thing about it is I thought this was going to bring a ton of money into New York State, wouldn't you think, by being taxed and all this stuff. Now, Cuomo was going back on everything. I wouldn't be surprised if he changed his mind on marijuana. And
that's a very real possibility.
Why is he doing this? He's definitely not a Republican. And why is he trying to end his political career? You know, like that, because it's going to end his political career with the stupidity that he hands out every day.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
I don't
think he has to worry about his career.
Do you know what someone just brought up, which I think is a really interesting, like, class action suit? What happens to this generation with the Beats on, you know, those headphones? They're listening to music way too loud. Does that generation become like 40 years old and sue every headphone company or the earbuds?
Oh, I think it's inevitable.
And Apple and Samsung and all the different people that put loud music in your ear?
Well,
because they didn't tell you the effects of what could happen?
Maybe that's why on some devices, like my cell phone, for example, if I want to listen to something on it, when I put the headphones all the way up, before it gets to all the way up, it says, listening at loud volumes can cause hearing loss. Do you want to continue? Of course, I already have hearing loss, so I'm turning it up. Well, as you know, we've had like 19 deaths connected to the vaping of, everything I've read, illegal THC cartridges. I mean, and you know, David, there have been some speculation, well, maybe it's the vaping devices themselves, to which I would have to respond, well, why would it be the vaping devices if it is the problems are with the THC cartridges almost exclusively?
Well, exactly. Is it the device? Is it the cartridge? And when have we had an emergency like this, a health crisis on our hands, where nobody knows anything of what they're talking about?
Exactly.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it, where it's like I mean, Cuomo sounds like an out-of-touch granddad talking to us about what's going on right now.
Let's go to Dan in North Tonawanda. Daniel, hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Dave Hart, salute to you. I'm also a Vietnam Purple Heart veteran, and thanks for the tips you gave that vet. He definitely needed guidance, and that was awesome. This thing here, it's kind of nothing but hypocrisy. I say, let's close down the amusement parks. You know, a lot of children die on these rides every year. You know, we can go on and on. It's kind of sad it's that way. It's surgical targeting on recreational. I mean, pick your poison. People are going to do what they want to do.
It's really true. It's like, you know, they say it's the fun police, but, you know, when you live in a place where, you know, you work hard and there's limited time to hang out with the people you love, why are you going through and taking away boating? You know, someone found a ostrich egg somewhere and now all of a sudden you can't enjoy your property. It doesn't seem like it's American.
Well, they took food out of people's mouths. That's all I see going on here.
Yeah, they're going to put the vaping industry totally out of business, I'm afraid. Dan, thank you for your call, and thank you for your service. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can't sneak in one more here. This is Ted in Dunkirk. Ted, you are on WBEN.
Yeah, I think they need to ban cell phones. Too many kids are dying texting and driving.
Oh, perfect. Why not?
That's actually a really good one.
Yep. All right, Ted, thank you very much. Not to mention the automobile.
The automobile, absolutely.
General aviation aircraft, every time a single-engine small plane goes down, there's another death to report, and it's probably time to do away with general aviation aircraft in New York State.
Can't argue with that.
It is 5:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellevue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.